Deuteronomy chapter 34, and in verse 7 we read these words, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." I asked a question to each of us today: how close is our walk with God? I have to admit that any time I ask that type of question, I'm always asking that question to myself first and foremost. And if you're like me, you will find that you are instantly challenged, instantly confronted by a feeling of lack, a feeling of having to admit that our walk with God, and at times we know there is a nearness, a closeness. We're so thankful for those occasions when maybe in great difficult times the Lord does draw near to us, and we're enabled to bring ourselves closer and to be more in prayer, more around the Word of God. But always the question still lingers as we meander and we walk through our Christian life and through this pilgrimage on the face of the earth: how close is our walk with God? One of the hymn writers speaks that desire over a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame. I hope that these devotions so far will go some way in bringing us closer to the Lord. And again, we turn to a portion of scripture that I believe will enable us and help us in that very thing. Now, one thing I do know, that when we come to assess our walk with God, ultimately this is something which the Lord will do himself. It's not for me to point the finger out to you, or you to point your finger out to me, and to sort of highlight the faults. It's a very dangerous thing, and it's something which lacks in humility. But the Lord certainly makes an assessment and knows us and searches us, and those who've been joining with us in our Bible studies in Psalm 139 will recognize that when we've looked through some of those verses. From a practical perspective, we might say that it's never a wise thing to make an assessment of any person, just in an everyday level. I'm, you know, put aside the spiritual thing here, the relationship that we have with God. For example, if someone's going to write a book about an individual's life and all their high points, they very rarely write the book why that man or woman is maybe still in their 20s or 30s, you might want to call it a peak, and when everything is to be expected, there are many more years and decades ahead to see what other accomplishments or what failures might be. It would be unwise to write such an appraisal and such a good report of someone who maybe in the last portion of life is maybe a failure in the eyes of men, and does many things which cause people grief and sadness. So it's always wiser to look back and to have an assessment of the whole life, to get the whole picture in view before any comment could be passed or said or done. When we come to one of the great characters in Scripture, Moses, the man of God, that is exactly what we see. And the report which is given, while it's through the pen of Joshua, we should say, yet certainly this is what the Lord does in his report concerning Moses. It is at the end of his life. It is, in fact, when Moses has passed away and died. And that's why I've read those verses there in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 5. Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. You couldn't get anything more definitive than that. Who he was the servant of God, where he died. And this was according to the word of God. Let's remember this. Dear Christian friend, in the midst of all of the sadness we have seen, and we trust things are starting to abate now, and the Lord will be merciful unto us, but where lives have been taken, and lives will always be taken, there is death, there is sorrow, all these things are in accordance to the word of God, and we should not forget these things. Rather, we should look to them and find solace and comfort that God's ways will always be perfect. It was the right time for Moses to die. It was the right time for him to go. The Lord was calling him home. And the Lord gives us this beautiful description at the end of the book of Deuteronomy concerning Moses, the man of God. What an evaluation we read in verse 10. There arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses. We should not let a man praise us as such. Let the Lord do the praising. Here is what the Lord says about his child. There's no one like him. And that points me even forward to the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the great prophet. There's none like unto Christ, is there? Even Moses, the man of God, was nothing in comparison to the great prophet of them all. But among the sinful sons of men, here is one that stood head and shoulders above the rest in terms of his office and his calling in those formative years, those early years of the history of the church. There's none like him. And we say, well, in what way? And we can think about all the great works and exploits and words which came from Moses. But here is what the Lord says. There arose none like this prophet in Israel, who was Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. This was the quality. This was the characteristic. This was the detail that the Lord singles out. Why is there none like him? Because I knew him face to face, the Lord says. Whatever may be said or not said about us come the end of our life, may it be said of us, at least in some measure, that the Lord knew us face to face. I leave these thoughts with you today for this word on our morning devotional. Think of the emphasis here. It's the Lord who knew Moses, whom the Lord knew. That's not to dismiss or to make irrelevant Moses' knowledge and walk with God, because the one thing works out of the other one. But here is the emphasis, which is in Scripture. It's what God knew concerning Moses. We're not to just simply gauge what we think about the Lord by our feelings and our experiences, but the Lord knowing us, the Lord acquainted with us, the Lord searching us out. The Lord knew Moses' walk, his faith. He knew his heart, he knew his desires. And Moses wasn't perfect by any means. In fact, he was forbidden to go into the promised land. He could see it from the top of Mount Pisgah there, but that's all he could do. For reasons that we read elsewhere in earlier portions of Scripture. So Moses had his low points, but the Lord knew him. What an emphasis. There was also here an experience. It was face to face. And bound up in that lovely phrase is so much to think about. Speaks of intimacy, speaks of communion, speaks of a personal walk, speaks of a thorough walk. When you think of face to face in normal terms, it's quite an invasive word. Someone's right in your face. You might not like it, but when we think of our walk with God, it must be like this. We must be so close to him, face to face, to see every part, every detail, every aspect, every feature. And then there is an expectation. I believe this points us to a day, dear Christian, that awaits every child of God. And let me read the words of one hymn that speaks about that very thing. Face to face with Christ my Saviour. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, may we know a portion and a measure of these words today. And as you knew your child face to face, so, Lord, know us, try us, and grant us a closeness in our walk with God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.